Let us try to ask the Lord for his help, strength, and his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we have gathered in this morning hour within the walls of thy house, with the mourning family, a word has pleased thee in the week that lies behind, to take out of their midst, after that dreaded disease, two times, a beloved wife, mother, a grandmother, sister, and further family member. Then we have seen it that she was declining and that the end was drawn nigh. But yet death has come so suddenly and so unexpectedly. It is written in thy word for each and every one of us that thou hast appointed those times, those bounds, the appointed number of the months is with thee. And now for her it has become eternity. And then for each and every one of us, then there is that one thing needful, that we are born again and washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. When that may take place in our life, then the day of our death is better than the day of our birth. But if we are still for our own account, then how terrible it shall be to meet thee. And now on account of the circumstances where thou wert speaking upon this earth with sickness, and to that end we have gathered with a few, then we also remember the family members that cannot gather with us on account of the limitations. And remember all those, also those in the Netherlands, that hope to listen along. And then we commend this mourning family and their deep sorrow unto thee. Wilt thou help? Wilt thou strengthen and wilt thou comfort? We have witnessed it. We're enabled for the last time with our natural eyes to look upon the deceased, and the coffin has been closed. Then it is written in thy word that there are eyes that have seen, and they shall see no more. Although on the great day of the resurrection and of the judgment, then we shall all see one another. And then we shall either stand on the left or on the right. It is written in thy word that they shall not return to their house, to their homes, although the memory shall continue. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee, may it please thee to uphold this family in this difficult way, this impossible way for the flesh, to go to the cemetery. Oh, it is also written in thy word that the grave never says it is enough. Then also in this very day, then thou confirmest by renewal the words which thou hast spoken to our first parents in paradise, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die when we have eaten. And so death has come upon all men. O, teach us that we are all dying creatures. Lord, and now this husband has become a widower. Thou hast granted that for nearly 44 years they could travel together in the life of holy matrimony as husband and wife. And now that separation has come, that bond has been broken. And now this husband has become a widower. Ah, do uphold him. Do remember him. Grant a place where he may come with a sorrow, where he may be given to cry unto thee. Wilt thou remember the children, the spouses? They have lost the dear mother. Such a large empty place. May it please thee by thy grace to fill that empty place with thy presence, with thyself, with thy mercy, and with thy grace. Remember the grandchildren, then the deceased's grandmother was still given to behold, to see the birth of a little grandchild. There are grandchildren that shall never have known their grandmother, only a picture, and what they have heard with their ears. But there are also many grandchildren that have known their grandmother, a large empty place. Wilt thou remember them in this day? And then we remember the two daughters in the Netherlands. The one was still enabled and privileged to visit her mother for a few weeks, still to see her in the land of the living. We commend unto thee all the siblings from both sides of the family, also when they may listen along. Lord, above all, may this calling, may it be used in thy hand, accompanied by the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, that the death of this dear one may be used for the quickening of dead sinners. Ah, do a great work, thou speaketh in so many ways upon this earth, but in a special way in the midst of this family. And ah, Lord, thou knowest this not applied by thy Spirit, then there can be many tears. We can be shocked, we can be troubled. But then sooner or later in the busyness of life, then we shall continue, and by nature we live upon this earth as if this is our eternity, as if we shall never have to leave. But oh, we are all lying under the sentence of death. And to that end, O wonder-doing God, wilt thou bless the calling O wilt thou bless thy holy word, that sinners may be converted. O wilt thou remember thy children, remember those that have no name. Oh, that is a people that cannot die, and a people that cannot appear before thee, because they have still the burden of sins upon their back. But may they be led further, oh, also in these passion weeks. And then in the day of tomorrow, we hope to commemorate, to remember the death of one who was not come for himself, but was sent by the Father. And as the Passover lamb, he opened not his mouth, an unfathomable love that he was willing to suffer. Oh, that he was willing to be crucified, that he was willing to die. Oh, there was no place on earth, no place in heaven. He is hung between the heavens and the earth. But he has cried out, it is finished. He was buried. But he has also risen and sitteth at thy right hand. And from thence he is gathering, defending and preserving his church. Oh, may the King ride gloriously amongst us. May he shoot arrows into the hearts of the King's enemies. But, oh, wilt thou remember thy children? Wilt thou strengthen their faith? Oh, wilt thou instruct them? May they be given by thy Spirit to make their calling and election sure. Because for thy children, then death is also the last enemy. But that enemy has been conquered. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning ones who are under this calling, then wounds, even in the midst of this family circle, then wounds in the extended family circles, they are reopened. We remember all the widowers, all the widows, the orphans, those that have brought children to the grave. Oh, impress upon all our hearts that there is only one step between us and death. And then we may see the signs of the times. May it please thee to grant a hastening for our life's sake. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, that thou may do a great work in the latter days amongst us. We commend unto thee the pallbearers, a father, sons, and grandsons. May it be a matter that they may never forget, and may it be sanctified with the realization that when the world still stands and we die, then we shall also be carried in a coffin to the grave. Lord, remember the congregation. 'Tis the second death in this year. One older that has reached the age of the strong. And now we are called upon to bring a middle age to the cemetery. Then in the past years, then so many middle-aged, even the higher middle-aged, they have been taken to the grave. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy help. May it please thee to open thy word, open our mouth, and open our hearts. May thou bless us with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people, And may it please thee to even fulfill what is written in thy holy word. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living shall take it to heart. And Lord, by nature, then we are dead in sins and trespasses, but all may it be fulfilled when sinners would be converted, and that it would be heard, that it could be told, that indeed it was better to go to the house of mourning. Ah, Lord, glorify then thy great and worthy name, also in the midst of this family circle. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. A scripture reading in this morning hour can be found in the book of Job, and there of Job 1. De schriftlezing voor het morgen uur kunt ge opgetekend vinden in het boek van Job en daarvan het eerste hoofdstuk. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their house, every one his day, and sent and called for the 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings, according to the number of them all, for Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. And now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, a one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, All that he hath is in thy power. Only upon thy himself put not forth thine hand. As so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Thus far, the Holy Scriptures. Family Ludemann, those present, those that are not present, that may listen along, the twee dochters en verdere familie in Nederland, a congregation and friends, the time has arose in this day that we are called upon to bring your beloved wife, mother, a grandmother, and further family member to the cemetery, where after battling with cancer for two times, and then we were given to see it, that she was becoming frail, that she was becoming weaker, and yet on the past Friday, then death has yet come so suddenly and so unexpectedly as a thief in the night. For her, it has become eternity. And now in this day, then we are called upon to speak to the living. Father Ludemann, the Lord has granted it would have been on Tuesday your 44th wedding anniversary. The Lord has granted that for nearly 44 years you may travel together with your beloved helpmeet on the pathway of married life with all the blessings and with all the trials. And now that bond has been severed, many times compared to a tree that has been cloven asunder. And now you have become a widower. And then it shall be experienced more and more what it is to be a widower. May the God of all power, the God of all grace, may the hand that has taken away your dear wife, may that same hand uphold you in this day, in the day of tomorrow, in the days to come, where that empty place in your heart, in your home, in the family circle, that it shall become reality more and more. The Lord grant a special place at his footstool, where you may come with that empty place, with that overwhelming sorrow, and grant for you personally what is necessary, because we are all on the list, the Lord has said, has been confirmed in the family circle. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Children, a large empty place in the midst of your family circles, in the midst of your heart, in the midst of your lives, and that empty place you can no longer call her. She shall no longer call you. And when you go and visit your dear father, then that place shall be so empty, an empty chair, an empty voice. The Lord uphold you in a special way. The Lord grant strength in the midst of the family circles. But, oh, children, for each and every one of us, there is that one thing needful. May I ask you, if we had closed the coffin with you in it, where would your soul then be? Have you been born again? Have you become a poor and a needy sinner? Has the Lord shed that love abroad in your heart? Have you become a seeker? Have you learned that you cannot pay yourself? Grandchildren, you are still young. And then you may see it, then you have beheld it, your grandmother in the coffin. That her end has come. We know that not all people receive a sick bed. When we go to the cemetery, their infant children, their young people, may it please the Lord that is calling, that it cannot leave you, that the Lord may use it by His Spirit to convict you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. May you be given to remember your Creator. In the days of your youth, He is so worthy to be saved. O family Ludemann, in the day of tomorrow, we hope to remember another death, one that had no original sin, one that had no actual sin, and yet He suffered and died. He has taken the sins of His people upon Him. He has risen and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. A family Ludemann in Nederland Dachtus and Father of family Betrakinen ook een ernstige roepstem in uw leven. Dan komt de Heer nog een onderscheid te maken waar het geen onderscheid is. Wij zijn nog in het lieflijkheden de genade. In de dag de zaligheid, de Heer is nog een kerk aan het vergaderen. Ach, vraag me veel aan de Heer dat u bekeren mag, zodat de Heer al zijn volk bekeerd heeft. We wish to meditate upon the portion out of God's holy word, which you can find in Job 1, the verses 20, and the first part of verse 21. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord is taken away. This text speaks of the first part of Job's weighty confession with his losses. And in our text we find three thoughts: a deep mourning, a timely instruction, and a godly acknowledgement. In het morgenuur wensen wij te overdenken onze tekstwoorden die je opgetekend kunt vinden in Job 1, de versen 20 en het eerste gedeelte van vers 21. Toen stond Job op en scheurde zijn mantel en schoor zijn hoofd en viel op de aarde en boog zich neder. En hij zeide, naakt ben ik uit mijn moeders buik gekomen en naakt zal ik daarheen wederkeren. De Heere heeft gegeven en de Heere heeft genomen. En dit gedeelte van Gods woord getuigt van het eerste gedeelte van Job's gewichtige belijdenis met zijn diep verlies. En deze woorden spreken van een ontroerende rouwdragen, een gepast onderwijs en een goddelijk erkentenis. Then we all know, even our little children know, who a Job is. Then in the first three verses of Job, then we find much instruction. And family and friends, what is now the first thing that is recorded of Job? Is it his cattle, his sheep? No. But then we read there was a man in the land of Uz a one that feared God, eschewed evil, a perfect and upright. That is the most important. And let us remember as we live, so shall we die. In the Bible, we do not read of very many testimonies on deathbeds, but we find much recorded of those that loved and that feared the Lord. Then in the second place, then his family, 7 sons and 3 daughters, of course, his wife included. What a blessing. Oh, may we privileged see that privilege more and be humbled thereunder when in our family circles there are no empty places. And then in the third place, then we read of Job's possessions. And now on a certain day, we have heard it, that 4 messengers have come with heavy tidings. The first, 500 she-asses and 500 oxen, and the Sabaeans have come and taken them all. And that messenger was barely finished speaking, and another one came, fire from heaven that only went deeper. In the first place, with those Sabaeans, it is true, the Lord has his means, but the second affliction, directly from heaven. And then the third, the Chaldeans, 3,000 camels. And then the fourth, his children, they were together, and when does come, and it has become eternity. Also in the family, Ludamon, in the past years, and then those messengers have come, 2 years ago, that as a family you have received the report that the deceased had that dreaded disease. It has pleased the Lord at that time to bless the means. The Lord has given an extension. Then this past November, then another messenger with heavy tidings that the same cancer was in her body. And then soon another messenger that cancer is spread, and the message that, humanly speaking, that there was no remedy until the angel of death has come. And now we read of Job, when he has heard that message, that he has rent his garments, was the way in those days. It is believed that Job lived in the time of Abraham, was the way that they showed their deep sorrow. We read thereof in Genesis 37, verse 29, when a Reuben has come to that empty pit and Joseph was gone, that a Reuben has rent his garments. We read in that same chapter, when that coat of Joseph was brought dipped with blood, that father Jacob has rent his garments. there's still a privilege, a blessing, and proper. When also in the way of our dress, that we show that we are a mourning family on the day of the funeral and the days thereafter. When we consider the scriptures, different Psalms, Psalm 35, Psalm 38, Psalm 42, then there is a word in Hebrew that refers to mourning and also to a very dark or black color. In the Dutch, it is translated as black. In the English, it is translated as mourning. That word has both meanings. And now we read, oh, that a Job, that he was kept to rise up against the Lord in the beginning. And then we read that he was given to worship, to fall before the Lord. Family Ludemann, the Lord grant that place, that place of worship. And now for that true worship, then we need to know the Lord. Do we know the Lord? Has the Lord begun that good work? Dan omtrent Job, dan lezen wij in de eerste drie versen van drie zaken. In de eerste plaats, dat Job, God vrezende, oprecht en wijkende van het kwaad. Hoe is het met de familie in Nederland? Zijn wij voorbereid om onze maker te ontmoeten? Heeft de Heere dat goed werk begonnen aan haten en het vlieden van de zonde en het zoeken van de Heere? Dan in de tweede plaats zijn familie. Wat een voorrecht als de Heere nog bewaard en gespaard had op dit ogenblik. Nog in het lieflijkheden de genade. En dan in het derde vers al zijn bezittingen. En dan op een zekere dag wie boodschappers met zware tijdings. En zo in de familie Ludemans de laatste twee jaren. En dan zijn er ook die zware tijdings gekomen. Omtrent die gevreesde zieken. En dan lezen wij in onze tekstwoorden. Een rouwdragende Job. Wij zouden zeggen in het zwart. Dat de mensen het kunnen zien. Dat wij een rouwdragende familie laten wij het oude maar vasthouden. En toen met al zijn rouw, toen mogen Job verwaardigd worden om voor de Heere neder te vallen en om te aanbidden en mensen om de Heere te aanbidden, dan moeten wij de Heere kennen, de noodzakelijk van de bearbeiding van de Heilige Geest, our second thought. A timely instruction, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. Then I think our children, the grandchildren, they can even understand that those words must not be taken literally. When Nicodemus has visited Christ in John 3 in the night, and Christ has said, except ye be born again, then that Nicodemus was so ignorant, and then he asked whether he must return to his mother's womb. But then I think that the grandchildren can even understand it, what Job is saying in our text words. Naked came I out of my mother's womb. A baby is born naked. And of course, on account of our deep fallen Adam, we must wear clothing to cover our shame. But what a Job was given to say. What a Job was given to witness. What a Job was given to confess. That is this. What the Apostle Paul has written to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 verse 7. That we brought nothing into this world. And we can take nothing along. We have seen it in the coffin. Then we cannot take any of our possessions along. We must leave them behind. Then our text words is declaring that for each and every one of us, there is one thing needful. Then we need to be born again, not to misunderstand it. We are called to be diligent. What a concerns there can be concerning our daily bread, also with the judgments of the Lord so heavy upon this earth. But Job is given to say, we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out, but we have not only a body, but we also have a soul. Thus, when we read, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return, that points us to that one thing needful. O family Ludemon, are we prepared? Have we become new creatures? Can it be seen in our life? Because when the Lord works, oh, it is true. I read in the Bible of hidden ones, they have more the lantern upon their back, it shall be noticed by their neighbor. But then our text words is declaring that one thing needful, that we become what we are, washed and cleansed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. O family, our time is short. The times are serious. And therefore seek the Lord while he may be found. Aangepast onderwijs, want dan heeft Job gezegd, naakt ben ik uit mijn moeders buik gekomen, en naakt zal ik daarheen wederkeren. Mensen, dan begrijpen wij niet om het letterlijk te verstaan, maar de noodzakelijkheid van dat enige nodige, wij zijn op weg gereisd. Naar de nimmer eindigende eeuwigheid. En tenzij dat de mens wederom geboren werd, hij kan het koninkrijk Gods niet zien. Ach, wat zal het ons baten, als wij veel rijkdommen van de wereld bijeenvergaderd hebben, en onze arme ziel zal voor eeuwig verloren moeten gaan. En daarom onze tweede gedachte, o zoek den Heere, terwijl hij te vinden is, roep hem aan, terwijl hij nabij is, ach, valt op je knieën, en probeert maar om te bedelen, dat den Heere u bekeren mag, zoals de Heere al zijn volk bekeerd heeft. Our third thought, a godly acknowledgement. Then Job was given to say, the Lord gave, Oh, in verse 21, and then the name of the Lord is mentioned three times. That has become the most important in the life of Job. That was his focus. Also when he was worshiping, to fall before the Lord, that is Jehovah, that faithful covenant God. And then in Job with his deep loss, and then he was given to see that every perfect and good gift is from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of a turning. Ah, family, we take so much for granted, husbands and wives, when you may have one another appreciated, speak much together. May you be given to see it. The Lord gave. It is a precious gift. When we may be surrounded by our children, in the busyness of life, may there be those times that we are given to see that it is all a gift of the Lord. Oh, Father Ludemann, the Lord has given that there was a time that you were bound together in the bond of holy matrimony. Ah, the Lord gave. That tells us that we are stewards, stewards that must give an account, and stewards only for a time, with the gifts that the Lord entrusts unto us. What a responsibility, with Job. Read Job 29. The Lord has richly favored and blessed him, but it was not all for himself. He could testify that he was eyes to the blind, that he was feet to the lame, that the widows they have not called in vain. The Lord gave, but that is only for a time, the timely blessings. But then there is another gift, and that is the gift of eternal life, which the Lord grants unto his children by the work of the Holy Spirit. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. And then Job is given to confess that the Lord is so free and that the Lord is so sovereign. Also concerning the time that the Lord grants those gifts. Oh, family Ludemann, then the one thing needful, that the Lord may magnify his grace in our hearts, we hope to commemorate the death of the Lord Jesus Christ in the day of tomorrow. Oh, it may be declared, because concerning that grace, then the Lord gave, but that is for everlasting. But the gifts here below, they are only for a time. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Ungodlich rekentenis, de Heere heeft gegeven. Ach, den Heere schenkt viele goede dingen. Op deze aarde die wij mogen gebruiken, maar mensen, het is maar voor een tijd. En een grote verantwoordelijkheid, wat wij met die gaven doen. O, families, als je nog bij me bekanden mogen zijn als man en vrouw, ouders en kinderen, ach, mogen de tijden en ogenblikken zijn, vernederd onder de goedheid des Heren, wat zal ik den Heren vergelden? Maar den Heren heeft genomen, den Heren is soeverein, maar nu is er een gave, dat is die gave van vrije genade, die den Heren aan zijn volk schenkt, en dat is hier voor de tijd, en dat is voor de eeuwigheid. Mogen de Heren believen om deze roepstem te gebruiken tot dat eind, family Ludemann. En dan een Job. Oh, what a precious place. What a grace. To be submissive and to rejoice in the Lord. Then Job. Oh, it is truly, it was only for a time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, and nor charged God foolishly. Ah, may we be given to beg the Lord for that gift, that comfort, that is value for the body, that is value for the soul, that is value for the time, that is value for that never-ending eternity, all young and old. It is so clearly declared in the scriptures that there are two ways, that there are two peoples, and that there are two destinations. Oh, what shall it be if we neglect so great a salvation? Oh, what shall it be to have to go lost and then to come in hell where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth? But all for the people of God, and then to be taken above, and then to rejoice, to thank the Lord for his unspeakable gift. The Lord bless this calling to that end, for the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name. Amen. We shall close with prayer. Lord, may it please thee to bless thy holy word. Wilt thou uphold, wilt thou strengthen, and wilt thou comfort this mourning family when now we are called to go to the cemetery, and then we shall witness it, that the deceased shall be entrusted to the womb of the earth. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall read from the Gospel of John, John 19, the verses 31 through 42. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith truth, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wounded in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. And now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. The words which have been spoken more than 6,000 years ago to Adam and Eve, after they have taken of that forbidden fruit, are being fulfilled on this very day. And family Ludemann, oh, what a solemn and what a touching moment it is when we stand on a cemetery around an open grave, ready to lower your beloved one into the earth, to await the great day of the resurrection. Then the Lord is speaking unto you as a family, unto us all, in this very moment. Then your mother, although her natural voice is silent, your dear wife, grandmother, then she is declaring, where I was formerly, in the land of the living, you are today. And where I am now in eternity, you shall soon be. Then when we stand on this cemetery, then each gravestone, then also this coffin testifies against us. Oh, our sins, because of our sins, death has come upon the earth. And then the question in this morning, when we stand on the cemetery, are we prepared to meet our Maker? Because Christ has said to Nicodemus, oh, at that time he was still a night disciple. What a blessing, what a privilege, and what a wonder that if this burial, the death of a dear one, would be used when there may be a night disciple, that they may become a day disciple. Then Christ has said, except ye be born again, ye cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. All family Ludemann, has that wonder now taken place? Have we received those new desires, those new longings? Has the Lord drawn by the cords of love? Have we become the chiefest of sinners? Has that need been born in our heart for that precious Savior on the day of tomorrow? Then we hope to remember another funeral where the Lord Jesus Christ, after he has suffered and died, we have heard it out of the Scriptures that a Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, that they were given to bury the Lord Jesus Christ. But he has risen again, and he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. And through that meritorial work,
then it is possible for us and our children, and not only a possibility, because the Lord is gathering His church by word and by spirit, and oftentimes He uses special providential callings to that end, that His kingdom may come. Oh, family Ludemann, then even in the midst of death, it may be declared that there is a Savior that is so sufficient to save, because the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Oh, may I ask you, where are you traveling to, Father, children and grandchildren? Where is our journey to? There is only a step. When we would go by all the tombstones and we would read the dates, then there are tombstones of children a few days old, some years old, young people, middle-aged, and elderly ones. Then there are all ages. Are we prepared? Oh, we are traveling to eternity. And now there shall come a day, and we are seeing the signs of the time, that the Lord is speaking with His judgment because of our sins. Oh, there shall come a day that Christ shall appear upon the clouds of heaven, and then we shall appear before our Maker. May I ask you, are you prepared? Oh, how shall we escape such a great salvation, family Ludemann? Oh, may it be granted, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Oh, He is so worthy to be served, to be honored, and to be glorified. May it please the God of all grace to remember you as a family, and also afterwards, when the separate families with the children, when they hope to behold the coffin in the earth. Ah, may the Lord touch, may the Lord renew the hearts. So be it.
On behalf of the family, we wish to say a word of thanks to Reverend Adams for conducting the funeral service and the many visits you made. And Martin Brothers, for your professional care and help with the arrangements in this difficult time. The palliative care team for all what you did. Custodian and the cemetery committee, thank you. I also wish to thank the family, especially Dad and the ladies, for everything you did to make it possible for Mom to stay home. And to all who helped in any way, thank you.
Shall we close with a word of prayer? Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we shall soon leave this cemetery. Then thou maketh a difference, yea, a great difference, where there is no difference. We are called upon to leave one behind, to await a great day of the resurrection. And we may leave, we may still be in the precious day of grace, O Lord. Then once more, then we commend this mourning family unto Thee, with that large empty place that shall only become emptier in the days to come. We may thank Thee that Thou hast made it possible, that Thou hast enabled, that the family was given to care for their beloved one in their home,
to the very last moment. We commend unto thee the funeral directors. Remember them with their families. Remember them for their bodies. Remember them for their souls. Lord, may it please thee to grant something unto us and our children. What a Job was given to confess and to experience. And that was by grace and grace alone. By the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit, where he was given to confess, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But, O Lord, it was only for a time. Job has experienced it was all by grace. Then he was given to confess with a further infliction. Shall we receive good? And shall we not receive evil? And then it is recorded, not with his heart, but that with his lips he sinned not. Lord, grant unto this family circle a special place at thy footstool, where they may bow, where they may beg, and be given to seek that one thing needful, convert us and our children, as thou hast converted all thy people. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen.